Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. We prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnson, with today's guest.
My name is Cedric Cormier, and I'm the newly appointed offensive coordinator here for the HBU Husky football program. Tell you a bit about myself. I'm a Houston native, born and raised in Houston, Texas, on the east side of Houston, attended North Shore High School and graduated there in the late 90s. From there, went on to University of Colorado on a full ride football scholarship and really enjoyed myself up there. I was a part of the 2001 Big 12 championship team there, and we went on to the Fiesta Bowl. I've been coaching now for 17 years, the last 13 of which have been on the collegiate level. I started out coaching high school football at Channelview High School out in Channelview, Texas. Then I went on to Baytown Lee High School. And then I went up to the University of Montana, moved up there and really enjoyed myself. I moved there in 2007. And then in 2008, actually, we went to the FCS National Championship game. Got a heartbreaker there, but it was a lot of fun. Just that experience to go through a full season. From University of Montana, went on to Miami, Ohio, out in Oxford, Ohio. Beautiful campus up there. Did that for a year in 2009. And then in 2010, went on to a place called UNLV in a city called Las Vegas, Nevada, where I spent the last 10 years. I was out there for 10 football seasons. Really enjoyed it. Just had a great time out there. We had went to a bowl game in 2013, and that was a great experience. The first bowl game the school had been to in 13 years, so that was a lot of fun. From there, just transitioning, ended up coming back home and was inquiring about opportunities closer to home. My parents still live here. My kids actually live in Houston, so wanted to transition and get back closer to home and be around my family a lot more. And this opportunity came about just through everything. Through 2020 was kind of a whirlwind for everyone, and it ended up actually being okay for me professionally. Ended up getting an opportunity here with Coach Sheely in the program and coach inside receivers here last football season, and really enjoyed it. Had a good time doing that, and a great group of guys to be around. Wonderful kids. I really, really, really enjoyed the kids. It really got my battery back recharged, and it was good to be back in the great state of Texas for one, too. Just get around these kids here where football is life. And it just a little bit more about myself. Hobby-wise, I'm a big NBA fan. I love the Houston Rockets. That's my favorite team. I grew up a big Hakeem Olajuwon fan growing up. I was a Houston Oilers fan my whole life until they moved. So I've kind of drifted away from the NFL. But just growing up, it's great to be back in Houston for one. I mean, just and the thing that just really drew me to HBU is what it really stands for, Houston Baptist University. Most importantly, Houston, it's great to be back here. I mean, it's my hometown, and to me, it's the best city in the world.
Well, Cedric, we're excited about you being a part of the Huskies coaching staff. You've got some great coaches, and Coach Sheely, what a great leader. It's got to be good to be with some tremendous men who are great athletes, but they're also great Christians. What kind of influence has that been?
Well, that's been an unbelievable experience just to get in this platform with these guys and coming every day, and it's a joy coming in here every day. I honestly say, since I've gotten there, I've not worked one day at all. I mean, I could come here and do this anytime. I mean, the work environment we have here is unbelievable. Coach Sheely is a great man. He stands for everything that I stand for. He's a faith-driven man himself. And I'm a faith-driven person as well. And I really, really enjoy the vision he has and the way he really gives himself to these young men. He's a server, and that's the way I believe, and those are my beliefs. We share the same beliefs when it comes to really giving ourselves to these young men.
You know, I knew Coach Sheely's dad, Dale Sheely, who was a great Christian man, led Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And boy, when you meet his dad, like I did before I met him, he's very predictable why he is the person he is. Now, you had an interesting season during the COVID pandemic, a shortened season, but an exciting season for the HBU Huskies. Tell us about it.
It was shortened, and when you look back at it, for us playing in September, September went by pretty easy when it comes to the grand landscape of college football. September is probably the most comfortable month of the football season, just looking back at it. It was a lot of fun. I mean, obviously, University of North Texas was on the schedule to begin with, but the next three games were not on that. So I've never really been a part of that where, you know, we're scheduled to play North Texas, and then we were going to play Texas Westland and Texas Southern. You know, we had other games on there. Well, those games kind of went up in the air, but the resiliency of the staff and, the most important, these kids was unbelievable. That's what I had more so fun with. They never batted an eye. I mean, when we said, okay, well, now we're going to play Texas Tech now, and they were like, okay, well, let's go play Texas Tech. They just wanted to be around each other and go out there and compete. We obviously took Texas Tech down to the wire, and that was an amazing game to be a part of, to coach and just see those kids leave it out there on the field. We went out to Ruston, Louisiana. The thing about that week, what was so good about these kids, that was the week we had all the storms. We had storms that week, so we didn't get a chance to really practice until that Thursday, and we still went out there and competed, and the kids, we didn't make any excuses. And then the last game of the year versus Eastern Kentucky was another game that kind of just came up on the schedule. We went out there, and just to see the looks on those kids' face after we pulled that game out, just to see the looks on their face in the locker room. That's what I'll take more so from this season, just the look on their faces in that locker room. I'll never forget those looks.
Well, you know, the Huskies showed this year, in spite of the COVID pandemic, that great days are ahead. I mean, there's a lot of ways we could illustrate that. HBU Huskies, Division I, Southland Conference, that's a formidable conference to be in. Talk to us about that quarterback of yours. My goodness, amazing what he did in this season and where he's headed in the future.
Bailey Zappe was the quarterback. He was the most, he's speaking of resilient. I mean, that's what the example of it is, just a resilient kid. He was here through some tough times in his program, and he stuck it out, and he was proud. He's a proud Husky, and he went out there and showed that this year. And he was what HBU football will become. You know, he's kind of the mark, the benchmark of what we want this program to be. A guy that was resilient, a no excuse type of guy.
Talk to me about some of the other players on the Huskies.
Some of the other guys on the Huskies that stood out to this past season on offensively, obviously the two guys that I coached, I personally got a chance to be around, Josh and Jared Stearns. They were standout players for us. Jared kind of had a history here of being a big-time football player the last 2 years, and then all of a sudden another Stearns kind of comes right behind him and just really exploded onto the scene. Had obviously a great game versus Texas Tech, and it just carried on. You could just see the confidence in them. Those two are special players. Ben Raslaff's our other wide receiver playing on the outside, was an unbelievable player himself. Great work ethic. He has unbelievable work ethic. I haven't been around too many kids that work like him. Another guy, not an unsung hero on offense, that no one ever remembers that, our starting center, Christian Hood. He's the unsung hero of the offense. He's the guy. It all starts with him. An unbelievable kid. They get no better. They get no better than Christian Hood. Christian Hood, he's what you want in a football player and a teammate. On defense, we had Caleb Johnson, who was an unbelievable player himself. He a model citizen. And when the guys voted for captains on the team, he was a unanimous vote. He was unanimous, and he just, and that just kind of, the sky's the limit for him. Another guy, a linebacker by the name of Brendan Young, who was also just, he was one of those guys that just, he was a vocal leader, but he got out there and he would also lead by example. So those are just some of the guys who were named that just really stood out to me last football season.
That's fantastic. You know, the vaccines obviously being distributed, the nation's going to be healing, and we're anticipating a fantastic fall season of football in 2021. Tell us, what is the vision plan for the HBU Huskies as we look ahead?
The vision and plan for HBU football is to keep it going. You know, I mean, and that's the one thing I really believe. This thing's going in one direction, and that direction is up. And I truly believe that. I really, really believe that. We got some.
It was amazing, even in the abbreviated schedule, the amount of media attention the HBU Huskies got. I mean, it was a disappointment that became an appointment with regard to national media coverage for the HBU Huskies, right?
Oh, it was. I had friends from all over reaching out to me, like, so that's where you ended up. Oh, be good, Grammy. It was real cool. It was good to see that. You know, this is a good place, and we're gonna do some good things continually. And it's been building. And I think just this season, what people saw was that, okay, this thing is, it's for real. You know, and people see that now, and it's become a pretty, like Coach says, become like a sexy brand now.
Yeah. Yeah, and well, that's very true. You know, I want to just touch on for a minute. I know there's such athletic excellence, and you see these players that are just coming into their prime. What's cool about HBU to me is the one of the big takeaways is they do have that faith factor that you don't traditionally get in a secular university. Not all the time. Sometimes you do. But here at HBU, that's a real beautiful thing. The word family has often been used by so many people in the nearly 200 podcasts I filmed that have described HBU. They said, you know, people care about me. I feel like it's a family. I feel like I belong. How has that faith factor made the difference in your opinion? Because you've been in other institutions, you've been across the country. What's it like to be with Coach Shealy and those players and to be able to drop a knee and pray and acknowledge the Lord and not be ashamed about it?
And that's what it's all about, John. I mean, just the faith. I mean, you just said it right there, faith, family, then football. You know what I mean? It's football to me is the ultimate team game, but also it's a family environment. I mean, and you want that. And for you to be successful, you want your brother to be just as successful as you are, you know, and that's what it is. I mean, if your brother's down, you're going to bring him along with you just to pick him up. And that's what we have here. I mean, and a lot of with us being a Christian-based university and with a faith-driven university at that, everyone, you know, whether your beliefs are whatever they are, when it comes down to there's one common goal, you know, and we all get down there on the knee, we all pray together. And ultimately, we go out there and we play together, you know. And that's what it is. You're gonna pray together. You're going out there and play together. And that's what we have here. And I love that about this university.
Hey, amen. You know, when you pray together, you can play together, and you can win football games together. Cedric Cormier is the newly appointed offensive coordinator for the Husky football team. He's in charge of carrying on the tradition of high scoring Husky offense. And what a great gift you are to HBU. We're just so pleased to see the way God's using you along with the coaching staff. Any words? I mean, I know there's people that are thinking about coming to HBU. There's grandparents and parents. Some families literally have a multi-generational inclination toward HBU. Just speak to somebody about why they need to come to HBU, prospective athlete or not.
Well, the main reason why you want to come to HBU, you're going to get a first-class education.
That's true.
You're going to get a first-class education. You're going to have professors and academic advisors that truly, truly are invested in your well-being. They want to see you succeed. You're going to have a coaching staff on the football side of it that are great men, first of all. Great men of character that stand by doing the right thing. We're going to mold you. And we're going to build you up. We're going to love you up. and you're going to really, really have a first-class experience while you're here.
Couldn't agree more, Cedric. You know, there was a time in my life when I used to trick-or-treat with a former NFL player. And, you know, he was very well known nationally. He had a child, I had a child, and, you know, we took our kids out together. And the last I heard, he's actually homeless on a street, addicted. And, you know, when we think about athletics, which we all love, and there's nothing greater than football, I want to tell you, boy, it's beautiful when you blend faith with football, put them together. It's a nice mixture. Coaches like you, Cedric, are making that happen. Coach Sheely, the great team that y'all have and coaching staff. We just want to say thank you for sharing with us. And go Huskies. We're behind you all the way, okay?
Thank you. Go Huskies.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.